Yes, thank you. So faith actors are vitally important in responding to children's needs for two reasons. One, they're often already in the communities. They exist in the communities. They're present in the communities before any of us, any of civil society arrive. So they're there first. And the second reason is they're often last to leave. So they're with the community throughout their time of displacement. I'm here representing the Faith Action Coalition for Children on the Move, and that's a group of people from different faiths and none who are working together to use faith actors to try to bring some light into the darkness for refugee children. And we heard about this 52% of refugees are children, but if you listen to the dialogue and debate, you often don't hear their voices. So what we're trying to do is to ensure that their voices are heard on a global stage, but also on a local stage through the faith partners. And we're teaching the faith partners, we're training the faith partners to listen to and to solicit opinions and the voice of the children in their communities. One of the best examples I've seen is in Cox's Bazaar, where we're working across a number of different faiths, a number of different faith leaders, to make sure that we're listening to the children in that community and listening to their needs. The big thing that resulted in was the children saying that childhood marriage is a real issue, often an issue that's hidden below the radar, but it's a real issue. And together the faith leaders have now worked with the children to try to eliminate childhood marriage in that community. And that would have only happened, because the faith leaders listened to the children and because the faith leaders worked together. And we gave that training alongside Islamic Relief and other partners in the Faith Action Coalition. And it's a way to allow the children to be heard and for their voices to be amplified. And sometimes we think of the issues that the refugee children face as being physical or emotional, but there's also a spiritual side to their needs. And what we're trying to do with the faith leaders is identify those three different aspects, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual needs that the children have, and to work with them on all three. And one of the big things that's resulted in is training on psychosocial support, because some of these children have only ever known a refugee camp. And when you speak to children, I met children in Lebanon and Jordan just a few weeks ago, whose home has always been a tent in a refugee camp. And their need for psychosocial support is real. And we found that faith leaders are often the best people to have the ongoing dialogue to help to build resilience and to build a recovery from some of the psychosocial challenges that they've seen in their lives.
Thank you. Maria.